Chapter 55. Never Index Your Own Book. As for the life of Amon's Mona, the index itself gave a jangling, surrealistic picture of the many conflicting forces that had been brought to bear on her, and of her dismayed reactions to them. Amon's Mona, the index said, adopted by Manzano in order to boost Manzano's popularity, pages 194 to 199, page 216, N. Childhood in Compound of House of Hope and Mercy, pages 63 to 81. Childhood Romance with P. Castle, page 72 F. Death of Father, page 89 double F. Death of Mother, page 92 F. Embarrassed by Role as National Erotic Symbol, pages 80, 95 F, 166 N, 209, 247 N, pages 400 to 406, 566 N, and 678. Engaged to P. Castle, page 193. Essential Naivete, pages 67 to 71, page 80, 97 F, 116 N, 209, 274 N, pages 400 to 406, 566 N, 678. Lives with Bokonin, pages 92 to 98, pages 196 to 197. Poems About, page 2N, 26, 114, 119, 311, 316, 477N, 501, 507, 555N, 689, 718 double F, 799 double F, 800N, 841, 846 double F, 908N, 971, and 974. Poems By, pages 89, 92, and 193. Returns to Manzano, page 199. Returns to Bokonin, page 197. Runs Away from Bokonin, page 199. Runs Away from Manzano, page 197. Tries to Make Self Ugly in Order to Stop Being Erotic Symbol to Islanders, pages 80, 95F, 116N, 209, 247N, pages 400 to 406, page 566N, and 678. Tutored by Bokonin, pages 63 to 80. Writes Letter to United Nations, page 200. Xylophone Virtuoso, page 71. I showed this index entry to the Mintons, asking them if they didn't think it was an enchanting biography in itself, a biography of a reluctant goddess of love. I got an unexpectedly expert answer, as one does in life sometimes. It appeared that Claire Minton, in her time, had been a professional indexer. I had never heard of such a profession before. She told me that she had put her husband through college years before with her earnings as an indexer, that the earnings had been good, and that few people could index well. She said that indexing was a thing that only the most amateurish author undertook to do for his own book. I asked her what she thought of Philip Castle's job. "Flattering to the author, insulting to the reader," she said. "In a hyphenated word," she observed with the shrewd amiability of an expert, "self-indulgent. I'm always embarrassed when I see an index an author has made of his own work." "Embarrassed? Oh, it's a revealing thing, an author's index of his own work," she informed me. "It's a shameless exhibition, to the trained eye." "She can read character from an index," said her husband. "Oh," I said, "what can you tell about Philip Castle?" She smiled faintly. "Things I'd better not tell strangers." "Sorry." "He's obviously in love with this Mona Amans Manzano," she said. "Well, that's true of every man in San Lorenzo, I gather." "He has mixed feelings about his father," she said. "Well, that's true of every man on earth," I egged her on gently. "He's insecure." "What mortal isn't?" I demanded. I didn't know it then, but that was a very Bokoninist thing to demand. "He'll never marry her." "Why not?" "I've said all I'm going to say," she said. "I'm gratified to meet an indexer who respects the privacy of others." "Never index your own book," she stated. A Duprass, Bokonin tells us, is a valuable instrument for gaining and developing, in the privacy of an interminable love affair, insights that are queer but true. The Minton's cunning exploration of indexes was surely a case in point. A Duprass, Bokonin tells us, is also a sweetly conceited establishment. The Minton's establishment was no exception. Sometime later, Ambassador Minton and I met in the aisle of the airplane, away from his wife, and he showed that it was important to him that I respect what his wife could find out from indexes. "You know why Castle will never marry the girl, even though he loves her, even though she loves him, even though they grew up together?" he whispered. No, sir, I don't. Because he's a homosexual, whispered Mitten. She can tell that from an index, too.